Welcome to The Juice Today, an audio edition of The Juice that lets educators and parents stay informed about what their students are reading.
Welcome to this deep dive. We're just looking at some of the stories featured today in The Juice app. So let's jump in. First up, something from the natural world, cicadas.
Ah, yeah. Brood 14th. These are the ones emerging in the eastern U.S.
Uh-huh. It follows those other broods we saw last spring, right?
Mm-hmm. But these guys, Brood 14th, they've been underground for 17 years, last seen in 2008.
Wow. So they're appearing now, like, May to June, Kentucky, Tennessee.
Yeah, those states mainly, but smaller groups elsewhere, too, like up in Massachusetts, New York.
And the article describes them about 1.5 inches long, black bodies, orange eyes.
Yep, gold wing veins, too. Sounds pretty striking.
But basically harmless,
mm-hmm.
right? Despite the noise and the shells they leave behind.
That's what the entomologist quoted says. The noise can be a nuisance, sure, but they don't bite or sting. Maybe damage some small twigs on trees, but that's about it.
So for parents or teachers, this could be a good way to talk about insect life cycles.
Definitely. Or even why some animals or insects seem scary when they're actually harmless. Just observing local nature.
Good points. Okay, next story is quite different. A bookstore.
Yeah, the Literary Cat Company. It's in Pittsburgh, Kansas.
And their thing is?
Cats.
Adoptable cats, yeah. They partner with a local rescue, SEK Animal Advocates.
So how does it work?
Basically, if you buy a book, you can also adopt one of the cats they have there for free.
Huh, that's interesting.
The owner's mission is about promoting empathy, compassion. And it seems to be working. They've found homes for like at least 32 cats since last year.
That's great. And the owner has her own cats there, too.
Mm-hmm. Calls them assistant managers.
Mm.
She hopes the adoptable cats learn sort of how to be house cats while they're at the store.
So discussion points here.
Mm.
Maybe the benefits of reading, obviously, but also animal companionship.
For sure.
Yeah.
And animal rescue, adoption, creating these kinds of welcoming community spots. It's a neat blend.
It really is. Okay, moving on. There's also a quote of the day feature.
Right. This one's from the author Celeste Eng. What's the quote?
It's, if you see harassment happening, speak up. Being harassed is terrible. Having bystanders pretend they don't notice is infinitely worse.
Powerful. And they give a little background on her Asian American author.
Yeah, mentions her focus on family, identity, that sort of thing. Her novels, Everything I Never Told You, and Little Fires Everywhere.
Right. The second one became that TV show.
Mm-hmm. So the quote itself, it's a real conversation starter.
Definitely. You could talk with students about what harassment actually is, its impact.
And that role of the bystander she mentions. What does it mean to speak up? Why is it important?
Yeah, developing empathy, standing up for others, really crucial stuff.
Okay. Next up, we have some economic news.
Right, about the U.S. GDP. It dropped.
Yeah, by 0.3% in early 2025, according to this report, which is quite a downturn from the previous quarter.
And it's the first time it's actually contracted since early 2022.
That's what the article says. It points to a few reasons. People spending less, government spending less.
And imports. Something about imports increasing.
Exactly. Imports went up significantly, like 41%. The piece links this to trade policy, specifically tariffs from the Trump administration, that 10% universal one and higher ones on Chinese goods.
Okay. But other parts of the economy are still looking okay, like jobs.
Yeah, business investment, real estate, the labor market. Those seem strong still. But one economist quoted feels the report might overstate the weakness a bit, but agrees things are weak.
Mentions consumer confidence is down.
Right, and raises concerns that those tariffs could lead to more negative GDP numbers and job losses down the line.
So for discussions, maybe introducing basic ideas, like what GDP is.
Yeah, just the total value of stuff a country makes and does. And tariffs, basically taxes on imports, how policies affect the economy.
And how consumer spending plays a big role. Okay. Next is a difficult story. Hazing.
Yeah, this one's serious. An incident at Westville High School in Syracuse, New York.
Involving the lacrosse team.
Mm-hmm. 11 players are potentially facing felony kidnapping charges.
Kidnapping? Wow. What happened?
The article describes hazing, where older players apparently tricked younger students into the woods, used weapons, including a handgun, to threaten and chase them.
That's awful.
And in one case, a student was allegedly bound, blindfolded, put in a car trunk, and just abandoned.
Oh my gosh.
The district attorney is quoted saying it went way beyond hazing. The players might face misdemeanor charges if they turn themselves in, but felonies if they don't.
And season's canceled.
Yeah, the rest of the season. The superintendent called the incident indefensible and talked about needing to address the program's culture.
So definitely a conversation needed here about hazing, bullying, the dangers.
Absolutely. And not just the dangers, but the legal consequences. The importance of, you know, positive team environments versus this kind of destructive behavior.
Really serious stuff. Okay, one last item. The Real ID program.
Right. This is more practical information. The federal program starts May 7th.
And this means adults over 18 will need a specific type of ID to fly within the U.S.
Yeah, a Real ID compliant license or ID card. It'll have a little star on it, usually a white star and a yellow circle. Or you can use a passport, of course.
Okay. This came about after 9/11, right? Security measure.
Mm-hmm. And you need certain documents to get one: proof of identity, social security number, proof of residency.
Have there been issues getting this rolled out?
There have been delays. The article mentions some states like Kentucky, New Jersey, Illinois, having issues with infrastructure or backlogs. But the deadline is May 7th now.
So good for older students maybe to be aware of the process of getting official documents.
Yeah, and just general awareness about ID requirements, security, planning for travel if they fly. It's just part of how things work now.
Okay, so that's a quick run through of some diverse topics students might be encountering in the juice today.
Yeah. Okay, well, that wraps up our quick run through of some topics students might be exploring on the juice today.
Hopefully this gives you a bit of context and some ideas if these subjects come up in conversation.
Thanks for tuning into this deep dive.
Thanks for listening to this overview of The Juice Today. Students read these stories at their own reading levels to improve their comprehension, vocabulary, critical thinking, and more. Learn more at thejuicelearning.com.